Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the NFL Network, Charles Davis is with us. NFL Network providing live coverage of the 2019 NFL Draft from Nashville starting tomorrow at 8 p.m. And Charles is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Charles, you know how aggressive John Dorsey can be. We've seen it in the year and change he's been here in Cleveland. Would you be surprised at all if the Browns ended up trading back into the first round?
No, not at all. I mean, look, John Dorsey took Baker Mayfield last year when the easy play would be to take a Sam Darnold because Baker Mayfield height, right? Baker Mayfield prior to that year, many have evaluated a third-round talent. All of those things that could have gone into it, but he did a signature move right out of the gate, let people know that he was running things and had conviction about players. And, boy, that sure turned out pretty well, didn't it?
Certainly did, no doubt. You know, Charles, I feel like we make this analogy all the time with Dorsey. Like, if he's playing poker, he's not slow playing it. He's not going to sit there and just play the blinds and wait till he gets a good hand. Like, he needs some action, right? Like, that's Dorsey. Yeah. He wants to have that splash. That's why, like, I think I wouldn't be surprised if he jumps in top 20 or something tomorrow night.
Yeah, so what you're saying is he doesn't mind the VIG when it comes down to laying the bet,
right? That's right.
Okay, no big deal on that one. Yeah, you never know, and they have such positive momentum going right now. All the moves on paper have made a ton of sense. They have to all pay off, of course. But look, they have gotten to the point where they could actually trade Emmanuel Ogba.
Yeah.
Now think about that.
Yeah.
Now, that's a guy that they spent some draft capital on. That's a guy they thought was a pretty decent player for them. A couple of years ago, that would have been unthinkable to get rid of a guy who can be a starting defensive end for you and make that. Now you can. All right. I know that, yeah, the pressure's on to win the division, blah, blah, blah. Beats the heck out of worrying about whether you're just going to go 0-16, doesn't it?
No doubt.
No one cares. I mean, let's go. Let's push all the chips in the middle of the table and make it work. So, yeah, if he has a need there and a feeling about a certain player, why not jump back in? Because we don't operate off of five-year plans anymore like we did when our fathers were running things.
Right.
Okay? Where the coach actually got 5 years. How many guys? I mean, Steve Wilkes got whacked in one last year. One. Okay? And that's not as unusual as it sounds anymore in what we're doing. 2 years, 3 years, guys are gone. GMs, they can be in the same spot. So John Dorsey has already done an excellent job in Kansas City, lost his job for reasons that, you know, I totally can't fathom. You hear different things. But he was doing a really nice job. And when you saw a Chiefs team in the AFC Championship game last year, everyone has to remember that was John Dorsey who made the big move up to get Patrick Mahomes. So This is a guy who knows what he's doing and also understands how precious time is. And it wouldn't surprise me, as you've said, for him to be real aggressive on Thursday night.
We're talking with Charles Davis of the NFL Network. To your point, Charles, there's some, you know, there's a report that teams have been calling about Joe Schobert, and nothing would surprise me. I mean, he has turned over this roster so fast, and I don't know that I've seen a team, and maybe I'm being prisoner of the moment, that has gone from lack of talent to as much talent as this team has in this shorter period of time. It seems amazing to me. I don't know about you. What do you think?
No, it is absolutely amazing. But the other part, too, is, and you guys know it better than I do, so please correct me if I'm way off base.
Okay.
It was a more talented team than record a couple of years ago. And I know that, and I know it sounds crazy, right, 0-16 or what have you.
Yeah.
But how many games did you see in the fourth quarter where I know you were going, well, they'll find a way to blow this one.
Yeah. I think you're right, Charles. I think they should have been normal bad. They should have been a four-win team.
13, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, the culture wasn't there in terms of belief in trying to win a game in the fourth quarter. They were probably looking at the scoreboard and saying, oh, how's this going to end badly for us? And it always would because it's self-fulfilling. The other part of that, too, is as much, you know, as Sashi Brown and crew have caught a lot of grief, I still go back to the Myles Garrett, David Njoku, Jabril Peppers, first-round draft. Peppers would still be an integral part of this team, but, you know, to get OBJ, you gladly send him to New York. Myles Garrett, after an injury-plagued rookie year, was a Pro Bowler last year, double-digit sacks. And Njoku is really come on at the tight end position. So they were starting to accumulate talent. They just didn't know how to close. They didn't know how to finish. And drafting Mayfield, I always thought, was a big deal because of who he is as a person and how people gravitate towards him. And I'll be real quick on this. I've got relatives in Oklahoma who are big OU Sooners fans. And when Mayfield transferred, and back then I was doing a lot of college football, guys. So I saw him as a freshman at Texas Tech. And when they didn't give him the scholarship and he transferred, remember, that was Cliff Kingsbury's Texas Tech team that said, nah, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Okay, see ya. I told all my Oklahoma people, my family's in Oklahoma, your new starting quarterback just showed up on campus. And they're all like, no, but we have Trevor Knight. And I said, he's going to be his backup.
Yeah.
All right? I know this kid. He has something special about him where people gravitate towards him. And we've all seen the video of the dance-off with the Oklahoma kids. I always tell people, when you watch the video, don't watch him dancing. Watch the Oklahoma kids in the background responding mm-hmm. to him. That's when, you know, with his talent, that's when he helped win the job for himself. He actually probably won it before he ever set foot on the practice field. Then the talent just took over. So these are the types of things that they were looking for. They've got him now. They've got that type of leader in place. And by the way, with his personality, when all those receivers are chattering, get me the ball, he'll tell them, I love you. Everybody shut the heck up. You'll get the ball when I throw it to you.
Right.
Okay?
No doubt.
And that'll be the end of that. And that's what you need at that quarterback position. So that's why I've always said, listen, that talent was a little bit better. They're just waiting for the right culture, the right people, the right things to make it happen. And it looks like they have that in place. Now, my wild card on everything is you do have a rookie coach. Okay, and Freddie Kitchens. And Freddie's got great experience and all that. But he's never been a head coach before. A lot will go into Freddie getting out of the gate, being that head coach, and off you go. Because I'm not saying he can't do it by any stretch, but it'd be folly to not have that in your mind, brand-new head coach with all this going on. And by the way, you got one or two personalities on the team now. Okay?
This isn't easy.
And everybody immediately thinks, OBJ, you guys know how Jarvis Landry grows about his business. He is as tough and fierce a competitor and passionate as you're going to see. You got Baker over there now. And they're trying to grow some of those guys on the defensive side of the ball. And by the way, that's what you need to win games in the NFL. A bunch of choir boys aren't going to get it done.
Charles Davis is with us from the NFL Network. Charles, you talk about OBJ and his attitudes, personality. We know that he's a hell of a player.
No doubt.
We talked a little bit about this yesterday on our show. And we're not making a huge deal about it, but we'd like him to be here. I know it's voluntary mini camps and things like that. But it's a little concerning because he's joining a new team. He wants to be a part of it, and he's not here. He's training on his own with his personal trainer or whatever. But what do you think about that?
Yeah, I would have thought that he would be there. I really would. I really thought he'd be there because it's a brand-new team, a brand-new situation. But I was talking with a couple of NFL guys yesterday, guys who are, you know, former NFL players, veterans. They understand what's going on. And one of the comments I heard was, when it's true football stuff, guys want to be there. If it's not true football stuff, I can lift and work out on my own. And that's kind of where we are, especially when you're of a higher status player. But I totally understand where you're coming from, and I would have thought that he would have been there for this first one to announce that, hey, with a brand-new team and move on from there.
We're talking with Charles Davis, NFL Network. Charles, let's talk some other things in the NFL. Obviously, what's going to happen with the first pick in the draft is a big story. I don't understand like how a GM keeps his job, fires the coach in 1 year, picks a quarterback 10, now he may take another quarterback. What do you think is actually going to happen when we hear that first pick announced?
I think that after all the smoke is cleared, we're going to hear Kyler Murray's name. I just think they're too far down the road. I just don't see how you can do that. And if you're going to hire a coach who had a losing record in college and is now going to run your NFL team, that's a bold move, right?
Big time.
Okay, so if that's one of your bold moves, now you're going to get into the draft and go conservative?
That
doesn't make sense to
me.
You've already made the biggest, boldest move you can make. You might as well go ahead and finish the run. And that's why I think at the end of it, Murray's going to be drafted. Now, understand this. This is one person's perspective. As you guys know, I did a ton of college football. So I've seen Texas. I saw Texas Tech forever. That style of offense can be run by Josh Rosen. Everyone acts like Kyler Murray, run around, maneuver. That's the only way you can run that offense. It's not true. The vast majority of people who run the air raid offense have not been run around mobile quarterbacks. They've been guys who can throw it out of the pocket. And by the way, it's been a bunch of guys that no one's ever going to remember actually played in the air raid offense. There was a stretch with Mike Leach at Texas Tech, and you guys look it up and you can call me and tell me if I'm way off, because I don't think I am. 4 or 5 years in a row, Mike Leach started, and this will never happen again. He started a fifth-year, first-year starter quarterback, and each one of those guys threw for approximately 5,000 yards. Hmm. Now, go ahead and name any of them.
No.
I'm waiting.
Can't.
Okay? Cody Hodges.
Never heard of him.
Graham Harrell was not a first-year guy. He's a three-year guy, so people always throw his name. That's not what I'm talking about. A guy by the name of B.J. Simmons would have jumped in there. Sonny Cumbie. Good football players in the college level, really steeped in the offense, but no one's going to wait around for a fifth year for to be a first-year starter anymore. They'll all transfer. But what I'm saying is that system is really good, and these guys responded and played well in it. We're waiting for that first quarterback to really make his mark out of the air raid in the NFL. Maybe the best one is Cliff Kingsbury himself, who was a backup for, what, 2-3 seasons in the NFL? Threw one pass in his NFL career. So you just don't get that. And I know people are going to immediately lob at me, Tim Couch. Okay, I get it. Tim played at Kentucky 1 year with Mike Leach. Tim Couch was a stud. Okay, if Tim Couch doesn't get hurt and beat up in Cleveland, we're not talking about all those years of bad quarterbacking. I think he would have solidified the position. I have a little bias there because I'm a friend of his, but I also know his career.
Yeah.
Okay? But just all I'm saying is with this air raid offense, don't get it in your mind that you have to have the super mobile runaround guy. That's just not true. This air raid offense can be run very well by Josh Rosen if they believed in him. But it's a brand-new head coach, and I think they want to satisfy the coach, and he gets to pick his own guy. And Kyler Murray, I think, will be that guy come Thursday night. Now, if he isn't the first pick, hallelujah in a lot of ways, because then the draft just explodes, and everybody goes crazy trying to figure it out.
Charles, if you're right, and Kyler Murray goes one, then the next question becomes what happens with Josh Rosen. So let me ask you this. Is Josh Rosen better off going to a Steelers or a Chargers or a Patriots where he could sit behind a Hall of Fame quarterback for a couple of years and then play? Or is he better going to a Giants, a Dolphins, or something like that where you got Ryan Fitzpatrick, you got Eli Manning, guys that are probably in their last year or maybe he's even starting by the middle of this season. What's a better situation? What might be the best situation for Josh Rosen?
Best one for him would go to a place where he'd play sooner rather than later.
Okay.
Okay, Josh already has played a good amount as a rookie. Personality is not suited to being on the bench. Not even close, okay? And that's a good thing. I say it as a positive because you don't want a guy that will accept being a backup, but even more so with a guy like Josh Rosen. You've got to have him on the field playing and being involved that way. That's why people are saying, well, draft Murray and keep Rosen and do it. No shot. You got two guys who are going to want to be on the field. That would just be a detriment to their team, I believe. Try and get some value out of the one you're not going to keep. And in this case, I think it would be Rosen. Although I don't see anyone offering a one for him. I think that now that we've gone this far down the road, the bidding starts with a two. And then if there's a bunch of bidding, who has the sweeteners? Who has extra picks in the third? Who has extra picks in the fourth right on down the line? And that's how I think it'll get divided. Because remember, they gave up a third and a fifth in addition to that first, and they swapped when they moved up to get it. You're not getting that capital back.
Right.
I think it starts with a two, and off you go. But to conclude one more time with your question, definitely a place where he's going to play sooner rather than later. I cannot imagine Josh Rosen, because Phillip Rivers is going to play another 3 years minimum. Okay?
No.
I can't imagine. He'll be jangling over there, and I don't think that they want that. Get him a chance and get that horse out on the field. And by the way, if you were ranking him in this year's quarterbacks class, a lot of people would have him at the top of the board.
Yeah, probably right.
Charles, give us one surprise maybe you expect tomorrow night, a bold prediction.
Bold prediction?
Yeah.
That the Raiders may not take the edge rusher or inside rusher that we think at four, and they take a linebacker.
All right. Could they take quarterback?
Yeah, could they take quarterback, you think?
They could take quarterback, but I ask you to just – work with me on this
sure.
one.
Yeah.
Go back through John Gruden's career and ask yourself what young and rookie quarterback he worked with that looks like he was enjoying himself.
None.
Okay, just throwing it out there.
Yeah. You think
that would change who he is and what he's been, and that doesn't mean he can't, but I'm not so sure that that's where they would head.
Why are Pete? What is the problem with Haskins, Charles? We love him. He played for Ohio State. He was great.
Yep.
I don't see that. I mean, a lot of people pointing out flaws. Maybe we don't know enough. Yeah. Or maybe I don't know enough. What do you see when you see Haskins?
He's my number one quarterback in the draft. I love the size. I love the ability to throw it down. The other thing people are talking about somewhat with the accuracy when he has to move out of the pocket, which is understandable. He's going to have to spend a lot. I've said from the time he gets drafted, as much Bikram yoga and footwork drills as he can possibly manage, right? Because that's what he wants to do. He's not going to beat you to the corner. He's not going to beat you on a zone read. He's going to beat you with footwork in and out of the pocket, especially in the pocket. Slide steps left, slide steps right, shrug of the shoulders, climb the pocket, and then be accurate throwing the ball downfield. You know, when you'll see the flaws that'll get pointed out, a lot of it'll be him on the move, even if it's not a full-out rollout or sprint, but just a few steps left to right off the spot. And then you'll see the ball come out high sometimes. And I think that's what people are looking at. And I'm not altogether convinced that this so-called slide of his is actually real. We'll find out more come Thursday night.
Yeah.
But I think whoever gets him, I think we'll be in a really good spot. Although I'm a big proponent. If I draft a quarterback high, I want to play him. That's just me.
Yeah.
But in this case, I do want to sit him. He's a redshirt sophomore. People have to remember that. With 1 year experience in the college level as a full-time starter, even though he showed some moxie in helping to beat that team up north the
yes,
year
sir.
Before when JT Barrett was hurt.
Yeah.
So I just think that he's the type of guy that could benefit from being behind an Eli Manning, being behind a, you know, a Ryan Fitzpatrick, being behind someone like that, a Case Keenum for his first year.
Last thing real quick, Charles, wrap it up with the Browns again. We talked
Thank
earlier
you.
About the possibility of trading up into the first round. Dustin and I have said, you know, some fans are like, well, we might have to give up a first-round pick next year to get into the first round. And we've said, we don't care. We trust John Dorsey, and they're trying to win now. Do you?
Yeah.
Would you be hesitant to give up a draft pick? Or at this point, you say, hey, whatever it takes, if I was a guy I love.
Listen, with the franchise and where they've been, whatever it takes. The future. Don't worry about the future.
Yeah.
Mortgage it if you have to. This is a team that is in a position now to be a winning team right out of the gate. Go get it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Awesome. Charles, we appreciate
Thanks, Charles.
It.
All right, guys. Be good. Take care of yourselves. Hopefully we'll see you next year.
You Sounds too, good, Charles. Charles Thanks, Davis.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.